Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. On Tuesday, Joan Cheever was ticketed by San Antonio police for feeding the homeless without a permit. The Cheever story has become a cause in the city. Many people who have heard the story are wondering if there is an effort by City Hall and the local police to dissuade people like Cheever from assisting the homeless. City leaders across the country often state that individual efforts only enable the homeless to continue being homeless. And San Antonio has Haven for Hope, a campus dedicated to helping the homeless with centralized systems of services. So there is this question if there is an anti-homeless feeling or push in San Antonio. And another question is, do these efforts and ordinances violate individuals like Cheever's of freedom of religion? Well, what do you think? Should people be able to feed the homeless without burdensome oversight by the police and health ordinances? We want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, Joan Cheever, she is a chef and a founder of the nonprofit, The Chow Train. Joan, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me.
And Robert Marbot joins us. He is the former CEO of the Haven for Hope, a consultant to cities across the country on homeless policies, and a former city council member for San Antonio. Robert, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having us.
So, Joan, tell us again what happened on Tuesday. Tell us the chain of events.
Tuesday evening was our fourth and last stop on the Chow Train. We began to serve a regular hot three-course meal, which was prepared in a commercial kitchen, was transported in catering equipment like every other caterer and restaurant delivery service in this town. The bicycle police officers rode up like they usually do. We exchanged friendly greetings like we usually do. And I said, "Do you all want dinner?" "No, thank you." "Is there any problem?" "Yes." "What's the problem?" "It's you. Are you going to arrest me?" Laughing, because we always laugh about that. And he said, "Yes, I'm going to give you a citation because what you're doing is against the law. You're violating the city ordinance by sharing food with homeless, hungry individuals." Now, not everybody that I serve on Tuesdays is homeless. Many have a house or apartment, let's say, but they have no food in their refrigerator or in their pantry. So the only rule for the Chow Train, well, there are two rules. One is you just have to be hungry, and the second rule is you have to drink the vegetable soup before you get the main course.
Now, and for disclosure, I was with you on that Tuesday. I was going to do a profile about you.
Mm-hmm.
I had never met you before. We're not like friends or anything. I just happened to be there as a reporter and covered that story.
Right.
And I'm going to be out there Tuesday because you say you're going to be out there again.
I told them. They said, "We're giving you the citation, and it's not going to go well next time. You should be happy that we're letting you continue to serve." And I said, "Officer, I'm going to be here next Tuesday and the next Tuesday and every other Tuesday, because what I do, the way I do it, is I practice my religion this way." And he said, "Ma'am, if you would like to pray, then you need to go to church." And I said to him then, "Officer, this is how I pray. I cook these meals, and when I serve, that's my prayer."
So, Robert Marbot, you are former CEO of Haven for Hope, and you are a consultant to cities across the country about how to deal with homelessness. What do you think about Joan's activities?
Well, I think we need to take a step back and ask, what are we trying to do? If we're trying to have homeless people graduate from the street, that happens when you're in a full-time 24/7 program. On one side, the far right has this tendency to want to arrest people. That simply doesn't work. Likewise, the far left has this idea that there's no personal accountability of recovery, and it's okay to hang out on a park bench. You'll never get recovery if you're hanging out on a park bench or in a jail cell floor. You get recovery from homelessness being in a community, in a 24/7 treatment community. That's how you get graduation from the street. So if you're wanting to reduce homelessness, the best way to do it is locate feeding programs that coalesce with the real root cause of homelessness. Because the important thing to understand is food is not the root cause of homelessness. Hunger is not the root cause. They're really different issues, and a lot of people blend them together. A working poor issue is a whole nother question, probably for another day. But the root causes are mental health, substance abuse, job retention, and then on the female side, domestic violence. That's where you need to address it if you really want to reduce homelessness. The working poor, what we see are the best programs in the country are direct meal service of working poor, very similar to sort of the senior citizens' Meals on Wheels type of program.
So you're saying that Joan is enabling the homeless when she goes out on the streets and feeds the hungry?
They're two different issues. If the hunger and the homeless are two different issues. If you're talking purely homeless, yes. If you're talking working poor, no. They're different communities and different type of issues that relate to those two different groups.
But, David, we can't make laws distinguishing between homeless and working poor. And I am it's very legal for me to hang out on a park bench all day long. I mean, you cannot close the parks to the citizens of San Antonio, and we were serving in a park. But, you know, the difference is housing first. We need to put those individuals in housing. But Mr. Marbutt has talked about he believes housing fourth. He says you should take away the goodies from these people, make them go through a program, and then maybe give them housing. And there have been studies all over this country that have shown housing first is the most important thing. That's the thing that weighs on the homeless people's mind, number one, is where am I going to sleep tonight? We need to get them in housing, and then we can deal with the other issues that they have. But, you know, it's not housing fourth. And, you know, when you start penalizing and issuing $2,000 tickets to the Good Samaritan, there's going to be people raising all sorts of hell, which they already have. Because Mr. Marbutt also has said publicly that the way to get rid of homelessness is to get rid of the Good Samaritan.
Okay, is that right?
No, absolutely. I've never said that. And if she has a quote, please give me a quote, because I've never said such a thing.
But you're saying that feeding programs like Jones does
enable people. And again, we're mixing up all sorts of issues here. If you really want to address homelessness, which is what I was asked to be on the show.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. The best thing to do is locate a feeding program such as she's doing with the core treatment programs that deal with mental health.
So you want all the feeding programs to be at Haven for Hope?
Or wherever, whatever community you are. And Haven
for San Antonio.
Well, I think you would also see some other programs in San Antonio because Haven for Hope won't fit everybody, you know, both size and the functionalities. The housing first thing that she brought up, we did housing first at Haven for Hope. We have about 500 people any given night staying there. But what we've found at Haven for Hope is if people get treated first, they have higher success rates once they get their supportive housing first, subsidized housing, whatever it is. The first 2,000 people went through Haven for Hope had a 12% higher success rate than the national average of housing first.
No one is trying to demean or discredit or anything with Haven for Hope. We all know that it's done a wonderful job and it provides fantastic services.
But what we're saying, first off, I've never been for arresting people. I'm not from
and
that.
No one's been arrested.
Yeah, arrested or ticketed. I'm not in that world.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. Okay, we're going to be gone for 1 minute. We're going to go to the phone calls. The number is 210-614-8980. We're talking about dealing with the homeless and the hungry in San Antonio and whether or not the Chow Train violated the law and what law that is. If we want to keep that law, what's the future of dealing with this? The number is 210-614-8980. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. With me in the studio, Chef Joan Cheever. She is the founder of the nonprofit The Chow Train, recently featured in the media, including a story here on KSTX about her being ticketed last week for feeding the homeless. Also in the studio, Robert Marbutt. He is the former CEO of Haven for Hope, a consultant to cities looking to address homeless issues, and a former city council person. Let's get a caller on the air. We got a lot of calls here. Javier is on the line. Javier, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hi. Yes, my name is Javier Murillo. I'm a member of the BFW, and we used to feed the homeless under the bridges. And when they opened Center for Hope, they told us to stop doing that, and we obeyed the law. Another issue that I have with the homeless is You know, my son-in-law was walking one day, you know, was walking to the park, you know, through a creek. And a couple of homeless people assaulted him, and they pulled out a knife on him. He gave them everything they wanted, so they didn't kill him. So my question is, are we going to be just feeding the homeless whatever we want? You know, whatever neighborhood we choose to do it, or whatever park? Or are we going to have a centralized place like Center for Hope? I mean, I agree that Center for Hope is a good answer to the problem.
Okay, Javier, thanks for your call. Appreciate that. So, you know, as you're saying, Robert, this is a complex issue, complex problem, and Javier kind of brought that to light with such a multi-layered comment.
Well, the key in homelessness is to understand hunger is not the root cause of homelessness. It's mental health and substance abuse is 90% of the folks in the homeless world. And then with females, you need to ask
domestic violence.
So
if it's not the cause of homelessness, what's the problem with feeding people who are homeless?
Because what happens in the daily life of homeless, if you're in search of food and move from one food provider to another through the day, and you're eating your three or four meals a day, you're not in a treatment program. And if you're, whether you're in the Salvation Army in San Antonio, the Haven for Hope, the Strong Foundation, there are others around San Antonio, they all have 21 meals a day, a week, that are already being provided that meet the nutritious standards.
So there are people who decide not to go to Haven for Hope. That's their right, right?
Total right.
Okay.
No problem there.
All right. Well, Joan.
Well, the city says it's not their right. It says that the only place that's designated is Haven for Hope. I want to get really clear on this one.
Okay.
We support Haven for Hope. The Child Train considers itself a partner with Haven for Hope. The Haven for Hope gives bus passes to people from Haven for Hope to come over to where we are so they can eat a hot, nutritious dinner because sometimes they run out of food. They send people to Catholic Worker House for the same reason and people under the bridge at lunch on Sunday. So we are not against Haven for Hope. I believe Haven for Hope is a wonderful organization that does wonderful things for the people that they can help. There is a waiting list. There's a residency requirement. And the first step is to sleep on a cold concrete slab with 500 other people with the train going by. I don't think that serves people dignity. I don't think that's okay. A dignified way to treat our neighbors in San Antonio who we need to help out. We don't need to turn our eyes away.
All right, another caller. Rodney is on the line. Hey, Rodney, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. I wanted to ask a question for Robert in terms of Haven for Hope being able to manage the homeless situation in San Antonio. I mean, if you can't manage it, you got people sleeping outside, how are you capable of managing this alone? I mean, what do you do about that?
Okay, Rodney, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. So Haven for Hope, obviously, I mean, can it really service everyone at the level that you would like it to? Or?
And the short answer is yes. But again, I don't work for Haven for Hope anymore. So
sure.
let me
former
say that.
CEO
yeah,
founder.
Yeah. But I go around the country and help. And what you find are people choose by choice to live in the courtyard. People sometimes choose to go into the veteran program. Sometimes people choose to go into the family program. That is all by choice. Haven for Hope early on was designed as a program of choice, and that you make choices along your recovery process. So what part of the program you're in is by the choices you make, simply put. So you choose which program you want to go into. And a lot of people choose to go into Prospects Courtyard and do not choose to go into the transformational campus.
Okay, another caller, Gavin. Gavin, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about Haven for Hope and the need of that, or the good and the bad. But we haven't talked about, is it right to ticket somebody to serve the poor, the working poor, the homeless? Can we go back to that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
So that's my question is,
okay.
Is what is the views of Haven for Hope or, you know?
Well, what do you think? Well, tell me what you think, Gavin. Do you think that Joan should not have been ticketed for serving the homeless that evening?
Well, no. I mean, she's serving her own. She's following her own religion, is what I believe that she said, and therefore, I think we don't need to set a law in place to ticket those who serve. I think we could have laws that help and ordinances that help maybe control day shelters and where they are placed, and look at the traffic and homeless traffic in our city. But to to ticket a charity or a church or people who want to serve, I think, is a little overboard.
Okay, Gavin, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Thank you for that. So let me ask you, Joan, we've got about 2 minutes left in the program. What's been the reaction since this story came out?
It's all positive for me. I mean, people are outraged. When I tell them it's not just a group of people like the Chow Train, any individual who stops over on the side of the road down Broadway and shares their doggy bag from a restaurant downtown is subject to a $2,000 fine. That's in the ordinance, section 13.3. Everyone should read it. It was passed shortly before Haven opened, and everybody should be scared that the city says we cannot practice our religion, and when the Bible says, when I was hungry, you fed me, in San Antonio, that's not allowed.
All right, so Robert.
Real quick, because I know we're running out of time. In general, I've come out against criminalization of homelessness all across the country. I came out against the Fort Lauderdale ordinances and such. But that doesn't mean what you're doing is smart. And if you want to have smart love and smart recovery, the best thing to do is not get tied to a location of your feeding services and co-locate your feeding services with root cause functionalities.
Sure, but don't we have to realize that there are many types of homelessness? We have people who are transitional homeless. They just fell behind on that paycheck to paycheck lifestyle. We're all on that treadmill. You miss a step and boom, you're out on the street. And then you have people who have chronic mental health issues.
One meal a week. Week won't solve that problem.
Yeah, but one meal a week may just, then what's the problem? Why does Joan...
Because it causes problem of the treatment pattern. And it's all about treatment if you want recovery. If you don't want graduation rates, that's a different thing. But if you really want to help people and really want to graduate from the street, we know how to do that.
Can I just say...
Last word. We have 10 seconds.
People do not wake up on Tuesday morning and say, I would want to get treatment, but I'm going to stay on the street because I can't wait to have Joan Cheever's meal. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous.
All right, Robert Marbert, thank you for what you do. Thank you for everything at the Haven for Hope. Joan Cheever, thank you. Nonprofit, The Chow Train. This is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for listening.